Happy Monday, everybody. My name is Brandon Rose, and welcome to episode 255 of the Xbox in 10 podcast. The weekly source of Xbox gaming news covered in around 10 minutes. Every Monday, this podcast covers new game releases, the previous week's gaming news, and we all learn an Xbox-related fun fact together. This show is on YouTube and podcast services around the world, so please do me a favor, subscribe in your favor, and then leave a positive review if you like the show. XboxIn10.com, no numbers, is your quick source for links to all of our podcast destinations and social media profiles, which you can follow at XboxIn10. To start, let's talk game releases. There were no big games out last week, but the games coming out this week include Parish, Harold Halibut, Argonauts Agency 6 Missing Daughter, The Mildew Children, Lunar Axe, Pocket Clother, Pummel Party, Pocket League Sori, Skur Ritual, Beat of Montezuma, and Rich Man 11. Now on to last week's biggest news stories, and we have four to cover this week. Number 1, the Fallout 4 next-gen update announced in 2022 will finally be out later this month. Andy Chalk at PC Gamer writes, "Hot on the heels of the very good Fallout television series on Amazon, Fallout 4 is getting a bunch of new features, fixes, and content courtesy of a big next-gen update that's set to go live on April 25th. You may recall that this update was actually announced back in 2022 as part of Bethesda's 25th anniversary celebration for Fallout, with a rollout slated for 2023. As 2023 faded into memory with no sign of the update, it was eventually pushed into 2024. We speculated at the time that Bethesda was holding it back for a release alongside the Fallout series, possibly to give Fallout 4 a Cyberpunk Edgerunner-style sales boost. And now here we are, not quite spot on, but close enough to count it in my book. The update is aimed primarily at bringing Fallout 4 to PS5 and Xbox Series X and S consoles, with improved graphics and 60fps gameplay, but it's also coming to previous-gen consoles and yes, PC too. The PC update will add support for widescreen and ultra-widescreen displays, update some quests, make fixes to the creation kit, and add a number of stability, mods, and bug fixes, including to the Japanese and Chinese language versions of the game, which will have access to mods restored. Fallout 4 will also finally be Steam Deck verified, and will be released on the Epic Game Store. As part of the update are Enclave-themed Creation Club items, including new weapons and armor skins, the Tesla Cannon, Hellfire and XO2 power armor, and the Heavy Incinerator, and a new quest called Echoes of the Past, that will challenge players to stop the Enclave from establishing a foothold in the Commonwealth. The Enclave, you'll recall, is a fascist paramilitary organization that served as the primary antagonist in Fallout 2, and also played a major role in Fallout 3, in which it suffered a major defeat at the hands of the Brotherhood of Steel. There is also a new makeshift weapon pack featuring a baseball launcher, a nail gun, and a piggy bank, and Halloween decorations for your settlement. The Fallout 4 next-gen update will go live on April 25th on Steam, GOG, the Microsoft Store, and Epic Games Store. About time this finally came out, and yes, obviously they wanted to marry it with the show, which is getting glowing reviews seemingly everywhere you look. I personally have not jumped in yet, but that is part of the weekend plan. This is awesome. I do want to finally get back to this game. So the story with this game is when that game came out that first weekend, I think I clocked like 23 hours in the first 48, and then I just like stopped. I never went back. I never even beat the game, so it's on the backlog. Fallout 3 is one of my very favorite games of all time, so I do need to eventually play this game. Number 2. Star Wars Outlaws release date revealed alongside a story trailer teasing the Underworld's Golden Age. Adam Bankhurst at IGN writes, alongside an action-packed and story-filled trailer, Ubisoft has revealed that Star Wars Outlaws will officially be released on August 30th, 2024. Star Wars Outlaws, which is set between the events of The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, puts players in the shoes of a scoundrel named Kay Vess during a golden age for the Underworld. In the trailer, the Golden Age was proclaimed by the crime lord Sliro of the Zarek Besh Syndicate to the other groups like the Pikes, Crimson Dawn, and the Hutts. He continues by saying, quote, "The Empire controls every corner of the galaxy, but they are distracted by a rebellion that won't quit. It's an opportunity to make millions," end quote. Kay Vess finds herself in the middle of all this when she crosses Sliro in a way that has yet to be revealed, and he begins hunting her down. To escape, she must steal his fortune and buy her freedom. We then cut to an intense look at that journey that's filled with encounters with Jabba the Hutt, Han and Carbonite, a Sarlacc, a Crate Dragon, Death Troopers, AT-ST, and so much more. We're also given a glimpse of some of Vess's crew, including ND5 the Battle Droid, a Rodian, a bat-like Chadra fan, and of course, the adorable axolotl-like Nix. Star Wars Outlaws will once again take players to Tatooine, but we won't be stuck on that sand-filled two-sun planet as Vess will also travel to the stars aboard her ship, the Trailblazer, and head to other Outer Rim planets like Kijimi, Akiva, Tashara, and Kintanika, known as Canto Bight. Once on those planets, we'll be able to explore and ride her speeder through the first ever Star Wars open worlds. There's also a number of species that are on display in today's trailer. Instead of just humans and droids, it's filled with Twi'lek, Mon Calamari, Gamorrean, Weequay, Celestian, and many more. And we have to mention the total lack of Jedi, lightsabers, and the use of the Force. This is a story of scoundrels in the underworld, and that appears to remain the focus. There could be some of that hiding in the game itself, but Ubisoft is definitely putting that scoundrel foot forward to start. As a reminder, Star Wars Outlaws will be released on August 30th, 2024 on Series X and S, PS5, Amazon Luna, and PC via Ubisoft Connect. Those who wish to subscribe to Ubisoft Plus or purchase the Gold or Ultimate Edition of the game will be able to jump in 3 days early. There will also be a season pass that includes two DLCs, the Jabba's Gambit exclusive mission at launch, and the Kessel Runner character pack cosmetic pack. The season pass is included in the Gold Edition and the Ultimate Edition. In addition to all the previously mentioned, the Ultimate Edition also features the Sabacc Shark Bundle, the Rogue Infiltrator Bundle, and a digital art book. I have not watched the trailer, and honestly, since I've kind of avoided it this time but just read this synopsis, I think I'm good. I'm a diehard Star Wars fan, so I can't wait to play an open-world Star Wars game, even though I'm not the biggest fan of Ubisoft games. This sounds very cool, though. I love the first showing of this game. I love that we're getting the scoundrel side of the universe, and we're not going to have to wait that much longer if, big if, it actually holds the date. But man, am I exhausted with all these damn additions. Just release the game. Number 3, EA is hiking up the price of EA Play next month. Sean Carey at True Achievements writes, "If you subscribe to EA Play outside of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, we've got some bad news for you. EA has announced the price increase for EA Play, which includes some of the best EA games. As reported by GameIndustry.biz, EA Play's standard subscription tier is going from $4.99 a month up to $5.99 a month. As for an annual subscription, the price is being bumped up from $29.99 to $39.99 per year. EA Play Pro, which is only available for PC, is also getting a chunky increase. A monthly EA Play Pro subscription is increasing from $14.99 to $16.99, whereas the annual price is jumping from $99.99 to $119.99. According to GameIndustry.biz, the price increase will go into effect on May 10th. If you're an Xbox Game Pass Ultimate or a PC Game Pass subscriber, EA Play is already included with your subscription, and it doesn't look like the price increase impacts the cost of either subscription. EA is not alone increasing the price of its gaming subscription service. Last year, Microsoft upped the price of Xbox Game Pass, and Sony quickly followed suit by hiking up the price of PS Plus. As is this age and the age of inflation, how much money would you like to bet that by the end of this year, Game Pass Ultimate will be getting another price increase? Why, you might ask? Well, again, inflation. And also, we're going to be getting all those Activision Blizzard games, and are we going to get the new Call of Duty game launched into Game Pass? Yep, pretty perfect time to increase the price, and again, unless they go astronomical with it, I can't imagine it still not being the very best value in entertainment. Number 4, Destiny 2 The Final Shape swings for the fences with subclass mixing, first new enemy faction in years. Travis Northrup at IGN writes, "In a developer livestream showcasing their upcoming expansion, Bungie made a bevy of announcements for what awaits players in Destiny 2 The Final Shape. The livestream opened by announcing a new subclass called Prismatic, which fuses light and darkness powers to let players mix and match Destiny's long roster of abilities to create their own Guardian cocktails. As art director Dave Samuel explained, quote, one of the concept artists early on created this very evocative image of a guardian with light armor and dark armor, end quote. Quote, we are like, we really need this in the final shape. This is the ultimate form of being a guardian to wield light and darkness at the same time, end quote, added Katarina Mikado, the final shape's project lead. Quote, we built Prismatic to be exactly that, end quote. Not content with the possibility game-breaking mix-up to the sandbox, the livestream also announced Destiny 2's first new enemy faction since the Forsaken expansion in 2018, the Dread. Joining the Tormentor from Lightfall last year and the Subjugator that was previously announced for the final shape, the Dread will include flying bats with guns called Grim, acrobatic melee bruisers called Husk, and Weaver's attendants, which will use Strand and Stasis powers respectively to obstruct and bully us. Quote, the Dread are this new witness faction, end quote, said Samuel. Quote, when you see these new characters, not only do they look unique and new, but you see like a through line that we've been building through the years that connects it all together, end quote. The livestream also included a cameo appearance from executive creator director Luke Smith, who teased that although the final shape is the finality of the Darkness and Light saga, it would not be the end of Destiny, with a promise they'd have more to say in the future. Quote, facing the Witness is not the end of Destiny 2, and it's definitely not the end of Destiny. After you face the Witness, we're going to tell you what's next in Destiny 2, end quote, he said. Destiny 2 The Final Shape is slated to make its debut on June 4th after a delay. It will be preceded by a limited time activity called Into the Light, which will give players a chance to fight waves of enemies to score some extra loot ahead of the expansion. Alright. So, I'm technically a hardcore Destiny player that only plays hardcore when each expansion initially comes out, and then pretty much never throughout the season. So, am I a hardcore player? I don't know. But a lot of this does sound very good, and how intriguing. Seemingly confirming we're going to get a Destiny 3? Not saying that, but Destiny 2 is not the end, even though they've been really building up that the Destiny 2 The Final Shape is basically going to be the Avengers endgame of everything we've known thus far. And that's what's been exciting if they can knock this out of the park. As for what I would want from a hypothetical Destiny 3, take your time. Put it to rest for just a little bit, go focus on Marathon, and then build the next Destiny from the ground up for the next generation hardware. That is what I want. Thank you. As always, we end our show with a fun fact about Xbox, and since we are talking about Fallout, do you know how you would even play the Fallout games in chronological order? Well, let me tell you, and credit to IGN. So, going in order chronologically, number 1, Fallout 76, number 2, Fallout, number 3, Fallout Tactics, number 4, Fallout 2, number 5, Fallout 3, number 6, Fallout 3, Operation Anchorage, number 7, Fallout 3, The Pit, number 8, Fallout 3, Point Lookout, number 9, Fallout 3, Mothership Zeta, number 10, Fallout 3, Broken Steel, number 11, Fallout New Vegas, number 12, Fallout New Vegas, Dead Money, number 13, Fallout New Vegas, Honest Hearts, number 14, Fallout New Vegas, Old World Blues. Number 15, Fallout New Vegas, Lonesome Road. Number 16, Fallout 4. Number 17, Fallout 4, Automatron. Number 18, Fallout 4, Far Harbor. Number 19, Fallout 4, Vault Tech Workshop. And number 20, Fallout 4, Nuka World. These games have been being released since 1997 to 2018 encompass all of Fallout. So, if you are a Fallout fan, it seems like the move is to check out the Amazon series, and maybe I'll have more to report back on that next week. Thank you all for listening to the Xbox in 10 podcast, your weekly source of Xbox gaming news covered in around 10 minutes. If you like the show, please subscribe to your favorite podcast service, share it with your friends, leave a review, and follow on all social media at Xbox in 10. This past week, I have not had too much time to game. It's been a very busy work week. So, as always, daily Marvel Snap. I can't tell you the last day that I haven't played Marvel Snap, and that's going on a year plus. Yes, I have an addiction, even when I was on vacations, but nonetheless. I did jump in one night on the Logitech G Cloud to play a couple of rounds of Vampire Survivors, and that game is just nearly a perfect game. And it's no buttons, it's crazy. My name is Brandon Rosa, you can follow me on Xbox at Brosa93. Hope you all have a great week, stay safe, and keep on gaming.